This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. One of the sectors most at risk of negative automation effects is transportation. Unions in the sector are grappling with what to do with Uber-like app services, driverless cars, and airplanes that fly themselves from airport to airport. One of the labor organizations which has been studying the phenomena is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents some 20 million transport workers in 150 countries. They are members of 700 unions. Rob Johnston is the ITF's Assistant General Secretary.
I think it's really important that we show that workers need to be at the heart of the transition. Automation is not something that's new to the transport sector. If you look at the transport sectors over the years, they're probably one of the sections which has had to change fastest. But we're really at a crossroads now. Where we have the ability to try and influence, to inspire and innovate our approach. But what we need to do is make sure that there are not winners and losers in that journey and that it's mutually beneficial for everyone. The changes can't be driven on the basis of profit alone. It needs to look at communities, it looks at the benefits of workers, society as a whole. How do you raise tax revenue when you have driverless taxis, for example, or driverless trucks or aeroplanes that fly themselves, things like that. So we really need to take a good look at the whole piece and figure out how do we benefit, how do we sell the story or the innovation to society as a whole, and how do we all benefit from it.
Frank Moriels is the president of the European Transport Workers Federation.
You can, of course, fight automation. You can say, no, we don't want it. But I don't believe that it's a correct strategy. We have to deal with it. And we have to say, yeah, it's an innovation, it's okay, but there are conditions. We want to manage it as a trade union. We will not accept anything that happens. We are not against applications in the taxi sector. We are not against programs in the taxi sector. But we are against the business model. We are against the fact that the guys who are driving are exploited. That's the problem. So we should not fight the innovation, but we should try to manage it and to control it.
Tony Sheldon is the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union of Australia.
Well, many governments, along with unions and with employer groups, have really failed to grasp the challenges that means for industry, both for capital that's already invested in the transport industry and, most importantly, labour that we represent, and the consequences for society more broadly. Who gets the value? Is it a tech company that comes up with a new coding that builds a truck around it? Is it the driver that drives the vehicle? Is it the consumer? Or is the government receiving taxes? Or is everybody sharing the outcomes? I think what's really one of the big challenges is looking at how we have a uniform approach to automation and technology to deal with specifically the changes on how work can be done, but also dealing with the changes with apps being an employment process. You know, we've seen subcontracting chains in transport that's been around for a very long time. We're now seeing app-based exploitation of labour.
Steve Cotton, the General Secretary of the ITF, was asked how the effects of automation could be confronted.
It's a constant challenge in our society today. It seems to be all about money and how much money you can make. But there are institutions, the International Labour Organization, our United Nations organizations, there are interested third parties, NGOs, who are trying to strive to put in place a safety net that means society is fairer and looking after human and civil rights.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Radio Labour's newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.